Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:05, kicking off the first full week of the year 2020. So
yes,
are we ready for this? Or
Yeah, we're ready. As ready as we're ever going to be.
Okay.
Jeez. Went to the gym yesterday. People, who are you people? And I know you'll be gone in 2 weeks, so fine.
That's all you have to do is
fine.
Wait.
Fine. Who are you? Did you just drop that? No! Jeez!
They say, and I don't know who they are, but they say that this is when the gym memberships go up.
They do, and in about 10 days, they dump them all. So, good. Fine.
We'll see how it goes.
Bunch of crazy people.
Plus, sunshine today and tomorrow with some high clouds on Tuesday. Highs in the upper 50s, low 60s. Today and tomorrow, only about 42 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Golden Globes, we will discuss. Ellen DeGeneres, hilarious. Ricky Gervais, I don't know, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
More on that and some other stories in entertainment after Hall & Oates and Kiss on My List. 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
For those of you who think people don't go to the movies anymore, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker won the box office for a third straight week. Almost 34 million. Frozen 2 made another almost 12 million to become the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
All time.
Frozen 2.
Wow.
Lori Loughlin and her husband, now they reportedly have hired an expert to teach them about prison life.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something out of a Kevin Hart movie. You know, just in case they're sent up the river.
Yeah.
Now, one source has claimed that Lori is learning martial arts to ward off potential bullies in prison. Actually, she paid some guy just to give her a black belt. But so apparently she thinks that's going to help a little.
Learning the karate.
Yeah, a little karate. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. That ought to help you, Lori.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll help you with claw. That'll help you. Okay. And the Golden
Maybe
Globes.
She should watch Orange as the New
yes,
Black.
Yes, maybe she should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have cigarettes and underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Well, other things.
Female hygiene products.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Man.
If they truly are.
Yeah. Exactly,
okay.
My friend. Ooh, and make some of your own hooch, too. So hide that away in the rafters. And the Golden Globes aired last night. We'll talk a little more about these. Ellen DeGeneres, the first person to win the Carol Burnett Award since the award was named after Carol Burnett, who they gave it to last year. She was really, really funny in her acceptance speech. We'll do some of the highlights. Tom Hanks, of course, the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Yeah.
And Ricky Gervais hosted Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Did he know he was going to host?
Yeah, he knew.
He says it's his final time.
Okay. The last time he does it. But, you know, that was like 3 times ago.
Yeah.
As a comedian, I thought he was hilarious. As a spectator, he was rough.
Yeah.
He was rough. For now, that is my take.
All right. We had a winner. First winner in the 10K payday contest. It was Stephanie Garrett. When she got the call from the Beasley Banker, she was stoked.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome.
So there is Stephanie winning $1,000.
Okay. All right.
And now she, of course, along with everybody else who entered it through the app or through the website, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Right. Just make sure you enter the word correctly, spelled correctly, within that 15-minute period. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. And, of course, your next chance to win a little bit after 8 o'clock. No, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock will do it.
If you want more details, go to our website about the 10K payday contest, 96.3KKLZ.com. If you didn't watch the Golden Globes last night, some of the highlights, lowlights, and everything else in between,
yes.
We'll go through this real quick. You had mentioned Ricky Gervais. As a comedian, you thought he was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought he was very funny, but I didn't. He was a little rough for the show, I think.
One of his opening jokes.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
That's one of the opening jokes.
That was tame.
Yeah,
was
very
nothing.
Tame.
That was nothing.
That's
Jeez.
About the only one I could play.
Jeez.
Brad Pitt. He won a Golden Globe last night for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Here he is accepting the award.
I also have to thank my partner in crime, LDC. I wouldn't be here without you, man. I thank you. Still, I would have shared the raft. I wanted to bring my mom, but I couldn't because any woman I stand next to, they say I'm dating and just be awkward.
They seem to be pretty good friends now, all of a sudden.
Who, he and Leonardo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've known each other for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And then they wound up doing that great movie.
Tom Hanks was very funny, very quick, and very emotional during his acceptance of the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
A man is blessed with a family sitting down front like that. A wife who is fantastic in every way, who has taught me what love is. 5 kids who are braver and stronger and wiser than their old man is.
Seem to be jacked up on the cold medicine. And then you had mentioned Ellen, who I think is very funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
she is.
She accepted the Carol Burnett.
It was the Carol Burnett Award, yeah.
So here she is.
It's a prestigious award, and what I like most about it is that I knew coming in I would win. Because, I mean, there's nothing worse than sitting there, like most of you, waiting and wondering if you're going to win and politely acting like, oh, I'm going to listen to everybody's speeches like it's nice, and it's not. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be quick. Although I don't have to because it's a special award, and they don't play me off. I mean, I don't have to end at all because it's a special award. They said they were going to give me a sign at 25 minutes, but that's for my reference, just to see where I was.
She was very funny.
Oh, man.
Some highlights, some lowlights. If you didn't see it last night, there you go. That's all you really need to know. All right. The Vegas Golden Knights. Pour it up Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Got those highlights for you in a couple of minutes. It's Mellencamp. Hurt so good.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Saturday afternoon, VGK against the Stanley Cup champions, the St. Louis Blues.
Wow, what a game.
What a great game. And we included you in the
yes, you did.
Texting circle.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go to a funeral, unfortunately. I kept looking. It was like, wait, well, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
I felt so bad.
Oh, man. Oh, it was not, you know, it was something that was expected,
right.
But, yeah. You know, it wasn't a, out of the blue, but it was like, I can't.
And I asked you, I said, do you want to drop out?
I said, no, stay, keep me in, but I have to be quiet for a while. And I kept reading all the texts. I knew that dry January was over. I knew that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That ended at 10 a.m. for me.
Jeez. Good Lord.
Well, it's back on now.
Yeah.
It's back
on. Yeah, no, why don't you just go to February where there are less days and just do that?
I'm thinking about that. So, yeah, that's what happens during a game, the texting that goes on between myself, Morty, and John Schneider.
And to be honest, that was a little tame, too.
I'm sure it was.
Considering the game.
Yeah.
Considering the game.
And John Schaefer kept, you know, going at Penn State. Shut up with Penn State. This is not about Penn State volleyball. Jeez.
They had a basketball game.
Yes,
John, of course, a big Penn State alum.
Yes, I know.
And their basketball team played right before the game.
Right.
But right off the bat, it was 3-0 St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, so depressing.
And here it is. And then all this happened.
Agresting it towards that save. Allen didn't see the rebound. Score! Into the middle, still has it and centered it. Score! It was Carrier with great work. Walked in front. Pavlouk scores! Off the shin pad of Stevenson, just out of Smith's shot. Score! Stevenson takes it away. Chandler Stevenson, a breakaway to win the game. Falcao scores! Chandler Stevenson, the Golden Knights win it. For the first time in team history, they rally to win.
So there you go. Highlights courtesy
he's saying, you know,
of the NHL Network. So there you go. They came back after being down 3-0, winning in overtime. They are in first place. Just a couple of points out of first place in the conference.
Yeah. I think we're like fourth right now.
Third or fourth.
Yeah.
But just a few points. So now we have the All-Star break coming up.
Yep.
We do have another game, though. It's tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena. Pittsburgh is in town.
Yeah.
So that makes it what, Morty? Four wins in a row?
Four wins in a row. Hopefully we'll make it five.
All right. So as we always say, go Knights, go. Imagine winning $10,000 to start off the new year. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up at about 7:04, kicking off the first full work week.
I know. Is it Friday yet?
No, it's not Friday yet. It's going to be a few days.
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't sleep last night. It's that whole going back to the full week and settled into a different schedule, and now I can't sleep.
What about the alarm clock? Acting got that like, fixed?
Well, that's fixed. Oh, that is. Listen, my $100 alarm clock is the most amazing thing on earth. Oh, man.
Does everything except reach out and
just nudge me. Carla, hey, wake up.
You're listening anytime last year, late last year, yes, with this whole dilemma.
Well.
But Carla's dependable alarm clock pooped out.
Maybe Morty needs to take it. We need to talk about it. Maybe you need something to wake you up, Morty.
Yeah. Oh, boy. With me everywhere I go, apparently.
Morty had a first date over the weekend, and it went south real quick. But more on that in about 15-20 minutes. Sunshine today, tomorrow, going to be nice. Maybe some high clouds Tuesday. High in the upper 50s, low 60s. Doesn't look too bad out there this morning. It's only about 42. Some weird, wild, wacky things we think you should know coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. Morty, it might be Cyber Monday for you. Charmin has a new product just for you. Maybe Mike, too.
Oh, nice. Well, I do have the gout. More on that, some other stories after Queen and Killer Queen.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the U.S. government warning citizens to avoid Iraq. So if you were planning on vacationing in Iraq, they're saying maybe put that off.
Why? What's going on?
There's just a lot of stuff. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But shouldn't go there, huh?
What happened? Yes, no. Stay away from Iraq. At least for the time being. Probably for a while, anyhow. Right. And grabby women don't go to Italy. And stay away from the Pope. Jeez. He was just slapping people all over the place last week. Wow. Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
Peace be with you.
I know. Slap. Jeez. Don't grab the Pope. Jeez, he's got the big hat. Don't grab the Pope. Illinois. Legal marijuana. They made it legal last week.
Oh.
First day, $3.2 million in sales. There you go. That's just to the Bears fans, Mike.
Well, little late. Little too late.
Yes, no kidding. And they rolled it out yesterday here at CES. Charmin has created a new robot that will bring you a roll of toilet paper when you need it the most. If you're sitting on the throne and you, oh man, there's no toilet paper. Boom, it's called the Rollbot. And it will deliver, it will come right into the bathroom and drop off a roll for you. So you're not caught in a bind.
Are we that lazy now?
Apparently so. If you live alone, I'm just saying, Morty and I, if you live alone.
Well, you know, I never thought about that. Yeah. Who brings you your roll?
Hey, it's the pants at the ankles, trot right out and shoot. Okay, hold on.
You know what? I'm glad you put that visual in my head.
Well, anytime I can help.
More so for Morty than you, but...
But yeah, the roll bot. If you go to CES, maybe you'll be able to see it there. Yeah, it's a self-balancing robot, and you just do it with your phone. Apparently, everybody takes their phone in the bathroom now, and it'll just trot it right up.
Well, I'm just thinking, if this robot can bring you toilet paper, imagine what else it can bring you.
I'm sure it can bring you a cocktail, Mike. Yes. Dry January, I'm sure it can do just about anything. It is Monday. A few things you should know.
Morty had a first date, Carla.
Yeah.
Had it over the weekend. Yeah. Tell everybody what happened.
Yes. It was on Saturday. We went to the hockey game. you know how that went.
Yeah. Draining. It was very draining.
Very. Especially since, like, we got there at, like, 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
And we usually do, like, a whole eat Mexican food and all that beforehand.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Had a couple of pops.
Yeah, pops.
Yeah.
And then during the game and after the game, right? We did like a thing upstairs with one of the players. And then we got home about 5:30. Well, then I had to go on this date. Which I was like,
I had to go on this.
No, and I know. In my mind, I'm like, I can do this. Like,
right?
You can rally.
I can rally. Oh my goodness, that day took everything out of me. Well, anyway, we went on a date, and it was really, she's super sweet.
So she didn't go to the hockey game with you?
No, I go with the same person every single time.
Okay,
like friend.
Okay.
And so we went and got dinner, and it was outside in the patio.
Yeah.
And under the heat lamp. Which was nice because it was hot. It'd be cold outside.
Yeah.
But when you've been, you know, out, you know, all day.
Yeah.
Partaking in some beverages. Yes,
yeah. Wink,
the heat,
wink.
Yeah. The heat doesn't help.
No.
And then
no.
We went to a movie.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's where it went wrong. I fell asleep.
Oh, man. In the nice reclining chair.
Yeah. And
oh,
I.
Yeah.
And I was snoring.
Oh, jeez.
I got it. First of all, Marty, okay.
Embarrassed.
So you didn't just fall asleep. You're.
Yeah, well, I don't know how loud I snored, but obviously it was
Dude,
bad
I've
enough.
I've shared a room with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know how loud you snore.
Oh, man. Do you need to sit with me next time?
I think so.
Well, you'll get the better view if you go with her.
Yeah,
listen, I'm sticking with her like glue.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right,
so. How did you wake up? I mean, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, okay, so she nudged me.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh yeah.
Hey.
All I remember is saying, I'm the worst. Because yeah. I fell asleep. But I guess the people in the theater were looking at me. And
oh, jeez.
Like,
oh,
I felt embarrassed.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's the first time you're going out with somebody. And
how many other people have gone out on that first date where something like this has happened?
Asleep.
Or whatever.
Right, right.
Oh, boy.
I had a friend recently who was talking about going. I don't know. And it wasn't here. I think this was in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to some, like, a crab restaurant, like a crab feed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, cracking the thing. And the leg, the hard portion, just went boosh right in his eye.
Oh.
And it flipped off. And, I mean, it hurt. It hurt his
eye. You got to go to the emergency room or something.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah.
And then they went out a couple times after that. But, yeah. That
never worked out.
Not good.
Well, of course it did.
Not good.
Oh, so am I doomed then?
No, but I mean, there was no injury,
oh, okay.
So you're okay, Marty. You're
Do you
okay.
You think there's a second date?
You just
date?
Fell asleep.
I hope so.
Well, I'm
you
sure you do.
Asleep.
I hope
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
she was really nice about it. Like, I apologize maybe like 9 times.
Okay.
I gotta be honest. I think a lot of people go to the movies just to sleep in those recliners. They're nice.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. That first date, has anything like that happened to you? Whether it was you or the other person you were dating.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, if the girl's listening that went out with Morty.
Yes.
Please, feel free, call in.
Wake up, Morty.
I'm almost certain she's not.
You're going to give him a second chance?
Oh, man.
Wakes me up the right way.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So over the weekend, our executive producer, Morty, had a first date. Following, you know, here's the rule you have to make, Morty, is never have a date on a game day.
Well, yeah, yes, well, now yes. I know that.
That's what most athletes, you know, do. It's like you two play the game.
It was on Saturday night after Morty had gone to the game, which really took a lot of energy out of him.
Right.
I mean, it goes into overtime, and after being there and drinking and eating and yelling and stuff, you're worn out. But you don't want to miss out on that opportunity, that first date.
You made it.
Yeah.
And you said it was too late to cancel. You know, you can't cancel.
Well, I didn't want to cancel.
Right,
In my mind, I knew I could. I was like I can do this.
I can amp up,
I'm young.
Yes.
Sort of.
Exactly. Morty, come
And then
on.
We come to find out he's not.
I'm not.
I know.
When you fall asleep at the movie theater and the date has to nudge you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You always wonder about that second date.
Here's some, these might make you feel better, Morty.
Okay.
Kevin said, I went on a date years ago. It was our first date. The guy I was with accidentally spilled his drink all over the table and then just got up and left. I never heard from him again after that. He just left. No, Now, this reminds me of the phone call that we had, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Dalton said, went on a date on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Went to an awesome haunted house. I had this, you know, tough guy persona, and I ended up screaming like a little girl twice and almost jumping out of my skin. I was so embarrassed we never did a follow-up date.
Yeah, when you start screaming like a little girl, chances are the woman or girl you're dating
is not
going to call you or she's going to be busy.
Oh, my gosh. And this was interesting. Amanda said, my first date, dinner, went back to his place. We're doing a little kissing. We got to talking about family, life in general. Turned out he was my second cousin.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the last date.
No date, huh? No second date?
But that was the last
date.
And
all things went wrong, too.
Oh, God.
Even after they stopped dating.
Yes.
Well, see, and for you, Morty, all you did was fall asleep a little bit. Took a little cat nap.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have another, but I'm going to save this one because I think everybody will appreciate this.
All right, 702-739-9636. Have you been in that situation? Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. People still texting in about
those first date
disasters.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mona said we had dinner, walked outside after the date. It was kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. And I said, ooh, it's chilly out. He said, you know, I should probably give you my jacket, but then I'd be cold. So he did.
Chivalry is dead.
Oh, it sure is.
Wow.
And Sarah said, we had dinner, had a good time. He kissed me and he said, yeah, you know what? Now I'm sure I'm gay.
Whoa.
Whoa.
But asked if I would walk down the way to another restaurant where his mom was so he could introduce me as his girlfriend because his mom is apparently a very strict Catholic.
And didn't know.
Wow, okay. And this was Lucy. Lucy said he leaned in for a kiss and he said, don't be alarmed if my tooth falls out.
Oh. Hockey player.
Yeah, maybe so. Wow.
Well, Carla, I know you know this, but Morty does it. We have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
We have the girl on the phone. No. I'm not going to say her name. How are you this morning?
I'm stunned, actually. A little surprised because I didn't know I was going to be the topic of conversation.
Oh, I hope that's okay. Morty never told us your name.
Well, I'm glad about that.
Okay.
Perhaps that's best. Great. Morty's just wanting to leave the room because he was hoping there might be a second
date.
Wait,
I'm supposed to fall asleep right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, here's from my perspective. You have to imagine how this feels. You're wondering, okay, so maybe this guy doesn't like me. Maybe I'm boring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you have this day that you've had before we get together.
Oh.
And I'm like, maybe I need to reevaluate my conversation skills. Maybe movie's not a good idea.
Yeah, I never thought about what was going through her head.
Right. Sitting in the seat next to the guy that was snoring.
Yeah.
God, I am this horrible. This man.
That's too funny.
So bored. And then, like, do you make a point to bring it up and acknowledge? And it's embarrassing for all of us. And say, hey, are you okay? What are you doing?
What bothered me the most, I think, was I asked Morty how Knives Out was because I wanted to see the movie. And he said, I don't know.
I couldn't give you a great review, but I could tell you it makes you feel super uncomfortable.
Okay. So we told Morty if there is a chance for a second date with you, that maybe he should go on a non-game day.
How about something that keeps him moving so he can't fall asleep?
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's not sit in a chair for 2 hours.
Yeah, a nice hike, something like that. A short hike. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, or hey, take someone else to the game. Huh?
Oh, yes. I'd be more than happy to sit next to you while you slept there.
You would fall asleep there, Morty.
So there is a good chance if he were to ask you out, you would go out again, like a makeup date?
Yes, as long as we all stay awake.
Okay. Well, very good. See, all right. It wasn't that bad, man. She likes you. And
Everybody well, gets a second chance, Morty, but only a second.
All right, go somewhere bright.
Yeah, right? With lights.
With yes. lights and sound. Louder sound, yes.
All right, well, good. This is so great that we got a hold of you, and hopefully there is a second date and everything will be fine.
I'm sure I'll hear all about it eventually.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye, guys.
How about that? See, she's in for it. She's up for it.
Yes.
The 10K payday, your chance to win and qualify, coming up after KC.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, show.
Show, S-H-O-W, show.
Show. For your chance to win $1,000 right now, text that off, show, to 45911. Again, that's 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter show online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word show. 15 minutes you have to enter it correctly now. Be sure to pick up your phone if you get a weird number calling you in maybe 25 minutes or so. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you are putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word show. Text it 45911. Good luck.
One more text that should make you feel a little bit better, Morty, about a guy who went to go see the same movie.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Sarah wrote in and said, we went to see Knives Out, and there was a guy next to us snoring the whole time.
So?
Was it me?
Maybe you have a good excuse. Entertainment yes. news. Carla's take coming up after Crowded House.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what? Hold on, let me get back. Justin Bieber, if you're a fan of Justin Bieber's, man, his 10-part YouTube docuseries will debut the end of this month, January 27th. 10 parts on Justin Bieber.
Perfect.
I mean, yeah, I know. Well, you know what? If we do go to war, at least we'll have some new torture techniques, I guess. Jeez, 10 parts on just, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a fan, I guess this is, you know.
Yeah.
You're very lucky. Mm-hmm. Very, very lucky. Meatloaf, he's been kind of bagging on activist Greta Thunberg, like a lot of people have, but he yeah. said she's brainwashed.
Oh.
He called her brainwashed, and Greta called Meatloaf, who? I don't. Yeah, he's
meatloaf.
Kind of been. I know.
Meatloaf.
He also, in an interview, he talked about how he's very good at sex, he said. Oh. They're very, very good at it. I can't talk about it in my songs, he said, but, you know, the way I'd like to, but he's very, very good.
Good
Get
for him.
Get that in your head if you're enjoying your oatmeal.
Yeah.
And Kiss Star, listen to this. I don't know if you saw this. This was actually like the end of last week, over the weekend. Gene Simmons. He shocked the internet late last week. There was a lot of talk about this, too. He posted a picture of ice cubes in his cereal.
Uh-huh.
And he said, anyone else put ice cubes in their cereal? He said, it's to keep my milk cold.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, oh, yeah. And most people, though, said, ew, yeah. no, caused quite the stir.
Right.
I don't know if anybody out there does that or not, but.
Ice milk.
Because, yes, well, sure. I've
heard
ice
of people
milk,
doing that,
but
so.
Yeah. But yeah, so, but it's Gene Simmons, so, you know.
What are you going to do?
Yes, exactly. Just wait for his 10-part YouTube docuseries. I'm sure it'll be out soon.
I think we've seen it already.
Yes, I think we have.
By the way, the word is show, S-H-O-W. I'll tell you right now, you just have a couple of minutes to text the word to 45911 to grab that $1,000 and qualify for the $10,000. You can do it
yes.
through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Either way, text the word show or enter the word show through the text line 45911, the free app, or our website. Complete rules and details about the 10K payday contest online at 96.3KKLZ.com. These guys are coming back to town.
Yes.
And we do have tickets to go see Chicago. We're going to tell you how to win those in about 15, 20 minutes from now. It's No Tell Lover. Cops in Lake Worth Beach, Florida, got a call about a woman screaming for help the other day. Well, it turned out to be her pet parrot.
Oh, jeez.
So they have.
Sounds scary.
It really does.
Man.
This is audio from the their video camera, their security camera. Listen to this bird and tell me if you wouldn't think the same thing. Yeah, you hear that.
Okay, I
would. Or you're out on a date
sounds
with
like
Morty.
Something, yeah. Sounds like something a woman is screaming about. Wow.
Something.
Wow. Woo. Jeez.
That's a parent, and police thought it was a real woman screaming for help, so they showed up. The parent was taken away in little birdie handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, those tickets for Chicago. We have those to give away. We're going to do that after Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we have these Chicago tickets to give away all week long. Hall of Fame band Chicago over at the Venetian Resorts, Las Vegas. Dates in March. The Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Here you go. So we've taken the beginnings of songs from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
If you can name all three songs from these clips in order by title, you're a winner. Here they are. Okay.
Smooth. It.
All three of those clips are the beginning of a Chicago song.
Right.
So name all three by title in order, starting with caller number 9. Now, the phone lines are in hold.
Okay.
So we'll get through news and weather, and then we'll look for a winner. Here it is one more time. Listen closely. Those are the three songs we're looking for. Title in order. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Chicago. We've put three songs together, just the beginnings of three Chicago songs. So by title, in order, if you can name all three, you're a winner. Here they are. We have Dan on the phone. Dan, go ahead. Give it a shot. Tell us all three songs by title.
Oh, my God. Okay. The first one is Beginnings. The second one is 25 or 6 to 4.
And the last one?
And the last one is, oh, my God, I have it. I know I have it. Feeling Stronger Every Day.
There you go.
I'm going, I know it.
You got through, you won the tickets, you're going to see the band Chicago. Your date is in March over the Venetian. That's an awesome place to see a concert. For everybody else, a second chance to win if you want to register on our website at 96.3kklz.com. So hang on the line, we'll tell you how to pick them up, Dan. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Florida was watching the Kelly Clarkson show last week, and her boyfriend wouldn't stop talking, so she punched him out.
Sure. What Kelly Clarkson provokes. Jeez. Wow.
So he punched her, and it went back and forth, and now they're both in jail.
It's so, like
gotta be careful. You know, it's like sports, you know. You gotta show respect.
I didn't think Kelly Clarkson caused that kind of a stir.
Well, clearly she does in Florida.
Jeez.
Guy in Florida woke up last week. Another Florida stupid story.
Yeah, exactly. Floridiots. That's exactly it.
Found a stranger had broken into his house, was sucking on his toes.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I mean, there's worse things you can wake up to.
Yes, there are. That's true.
So,
very true.
I mean, no, that's why I love having you on the show, Morty.
Of somebody being in your room, but then they're just sucking on your toes. So that,
I knew.
There are better things, too, though, Morty.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, if you look at the opposite way.
You know.
Just say, I knew a girl that was in her apartment, and she woke up, and there's just this guy
looking
over her.
Yeah.
And it freaked her out to the point where she screamed loud enough, I guess, where it scared the guy.
Yeah, good.
And he ran, and everybody's okay, but that has to be freaky in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I don't like it. Oh, I don't like it at all.
Anyways.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's dirty.
Ooh, that's dirty.
What, the guy sucking the toes or the guy just standing
just
over?
Toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, who the...
Not to mention
why?
The fact that somebody broke into your house. Yeah. Jeez. Listen, a woman in New Jersey, she's suing TripAdvisor because she heard it would be a lot of fun on her tour in Morocco to take a ride on the camel. Well, it tossed her off of it. He just tossed her right off.
Wow.
And she said, you know what? They're negligent for failing to ensure that the camel and the company it's representing were operating safely. It's a camel. I'm just saying. And it got spooked. She was riding it. It got spooked and ran and tossed her off. And I, you know, I'm
I see pictures of a lot of people doing that, riding camels.
I don't know if that's.
But you're way up there.
Yeah, that's high up there.
That or an elephant.
Yeah.
It looks like fun and something you want to do, but.
Yeah, I know. No.
Okay.
Because they've got to be just like any other animal. They're animals, so they might get mad. And I've mentioned this woman in the past, but I want to point out a couple things she's done. Now, Jemima Packington is her name. She is she does readings. She does predictions. She uses asparagus to predict the future, and she throws asparagus tips in the air.
Yeah.
And then she reads them as they land.
Wow.
Makes perfect sense. Now, she says Donald Trump is going to be reelected.
Okay.
The world will see an increase in storms, hurricanes, and flooding because of climate change.
Oh, boy.
Now, she also says a royal will die.
Oh, no.
And a sports personality will be involved in a major scandal. So those are her asparagus predictions.
Well, the last one's not a stretch. I mean,
none of them really are that, whoa, what? There are going to be more storms? No, Jemima.
And she should better throw them in a walk,
Packington.
Too.
Yeah,
stir fry after.
No, she literally just, you toss them in the air, and it's like reading tea leaves. You read the asparagus tips. So there you go, from Jemima Packington, if you would like to look her up. And
we should get her on the phone.
I would actually love to get her on the phone.
Yeah.
If you could look her up, Morty, she could maybe do an asparagus reading for all of us.
See what kind of future lies for us.
Just don't pee afterwards. Yeah. It's Monday. A few things. No, actually, you know what? Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
And every show, we want to give you a little bit of good news to walk away with. Well, this is just plain fun. The Chicago Tribune did a story on Erin Olis of Crown Point, Indiana. Mike, she has spent almost the last month now knitting baby Yoda hats, teeny tiny baby Yoda hats for children in maternity wards and NICU units of Franciscan health facilities in Northwest Indiana and Illinois. She bought up just a ton, all the green yarn she could buy up to do these little baby Yoda hats. She said, you know, if they're in the hospital, whatever. We need to at least make them comfortable and give them a little something to maybe make their parents smile. So, yes, that's all. Baby Yoda hats.
That's an amazing story.
The little maternity children and the kids who are in NICU as well. So,
that
I know.
That is great.
I think it's so cute.
That's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story, we would love to have some local stories like that.
Yes.
Submit them through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Just a recap of the morning show. Well, the Golden Globes shared some of the highlights, lowlights, and everything else in between. Recap the big VGK win on Saturday afternoon.
That pooped Morty out.
Clearly. That was a long day for Morty.
Yes,
and
it was.
And to do that before a first date, let's just say after falling asleep in the movie theater, he's hoping for a second chance.
Yeah, well,
we'll
good
see what
luck.
Happens. And of course, the robot.
Yes!
CES is debuting this robot that will actually bring you a roll of toilet paper.
Sweet, finally!
That you don't have to do the pants around the ankles walk to the closet.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of things going on at CES. All right, do have a great day. Wendy Rush is up next. Your next chance to win $1,000. Qualify for the 10K payday grand prize of $10,000. She'll have that for you top of the hour. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.